Welcome to the Home Church Podcast, where we bring you relevant teaching, faith conversations, and much, much more. We want to thank you for joining us today. We hope this message inspires you and builds your faith.
Hey, Home Church, it is so good to be with you this Sunday. I miss seeing you guys. You always make me feel so at home at Home Church. Hey, we love your pastors, Andrew and Louise. They are dear friends. We love what they are doing. We love what you guys are building. And we appreciate what has been happening in this most difficult of seasons, how you guys have all been connecting. And I believe I have a word from God for you this morning. I have a verse I want to share from Matthew 1, verse 23. This is what it reads. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Right now you're saying to me, wait a minute, this is usually a Christmas verse or a winter verse. Why are you reading that to us this summertime? I'll tell you why. If ever there is a time that we need to realize in the midst of uncertainty, a time when feelings of loneliness are being magnified, social distancing, and everything that's been happening over these last few months, here's the good news. This summer, God is with us. If ever there's a time, I needed to know this. You needed to know this. It's today. You should have seen my first car. It was a Hillman Hunter. I know that ages me. It was nothing special, but I loved that car. It cost £250. My second car, it was a beauty. It was a Volvo 164E. That E is very important. Let me give you the backstory. My father used to love to restore things, and he had this old Volvo, and he got a new bonnet for it. He got a new windscreen. He had a complete paint job done. It was beautiful. And then he gave it to me. I was absolutely thrilled with that car. That car had PAS, power assisted steering. Those of you that are familiar with the old Volvos will realize that they were heavy things, and to turn that wheel and get it going, you needed a lot of energy and strength. So it had power assisted steering. One night, it was my girlfriend at the time, Phyllis, she's my wife now. We went through to Aberdeen. We went ice skating, cool place for a date. We were having a lovely evening, and then we were heading back to Peterhead. And ironic as it would be, we were ice skating. I hit black ice on the way home. Well, I was always taught that if you ever went into a skid, that you should drive into it. So that's what I started to do. The problem was that I overcompensated, forgetting that we had power-assisted steering. Well, off the car went. We knocked down 10 cement posts. Boom, 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 boom. Every time I drive from Aberdeen to Peterhead, I still see them. I think myself, I paid for that. We got out of the car. I was concerned, worried, made sure that Phyllis was safe. Got out and looked down to the front of that car, which had this big, long bonnet, which took all the impact of the cement posts. I was glad that I had that car that day. It was there. Now, I'm not here today to speak about something that is with you. Most importantly, I'm here to speak about someone who is with you. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Before me, behind me, always beside me, the song says, I am not afraid. Let me tell you something. Because God is with me, then I know I have a secure foundation. Psalm 11, verse 3, we read, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Have you ever known a time like this when so much things have been shaken? Economically, socially, the hospitality industry, your holidays have been canceled, your pension planning, what about all that? I tell you, things that we never thought could be moved have been shaken during this period. I guess it causes us to ask the question, what are we building our life on? Has it been for you, maybe job security? Maybe it was your human wisdom and knowledge. Maybe it was financial planning. What have you been building on? Most importantly, what has your foundation been? The Bible tells us a great story about a wise man and a foolish man. We're told that both of them built homes. Here's the difference. The wise man, he built his home upon a rock. The foolish man, he built his home upon the sand. The Bible says that the rains came and the wind blew. Notice it came for both of them. Well, there was only one house that survived. And what house was that? That was the house that had the right foundation. The one that was built on the rock. And I tell you right now, we need to realize that God is with us. And because he is with us, we need to make sure that our foundation is secure. Many of you will remember going from 1999, moving into the 2000s, the Y2K bug. Everywhere you read, there was the concern that there was going to be a computer glitch. People were nervous if they were going to be in an airplane because of the computer thing and the data and everything. You know, was the plane going to fall from the sky? Were we going to lose all our information? Everything about our bank accounts, were they going to be deleted? Well, it was a fun time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! And then everybody, with a sigh of relief, that it was okay. People were concerned that it was going to be the end of the world. And I guess during this period of lockdown, there's been that concern with what is going on. God, we can't understand certain things. Listen to his promise in Matthew 28, verse 20. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The hymn writer put it this way, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. My friend, that is a firm foundation, sure, tried, and tested. I remember when I was at school, my friends used to say to me, Cameron, your Christianity is just a crutch to lean on. They had it wrong. It wasn't a crutch to lean on. It was a rock to stand upon. Because God is with me, I know I have a solid foundation. But because he is with me, I also know I'm forgiven. Listen to Isaiah 43, verse 25. I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake, and will never think of them again. That's the good news of salvation, that when we come to Christ and ask him to forgive us, our Father in heaven accepts what Christ has done and receives us into the family. When I crashed that car, word got back to my brother. He heard about that, my older brother, Philip. And thankfully, he got to my father before I got home, and he said these words to him. Well, do you want the good news or do you want the bad news? Dad didn't even know about the crash at this time. And he's like, what are you talking about, Philip? He says, well, the bad news, your car's wrecked. The good news, your son is okay. Well, Dad, of course, was concerned. But as soon as he heard that I was fine, then he was very relaxed. You see, remember this. He had lovingly restored that car to its former glory. I'm thinking, what is Dad going to say? I have wrecked that possession. My dad realized it was only tin. He was only concerned about his son. I've got to be honest with you, folks. I was never so glad to have a big brother to stand in the gap, with one that could go before my father and literally make intercession for me. Here's the truth. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he's like a brother who sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and for you. Listen to what the scripture says. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. I have a firm foundation. I know I'm forgiven. But here's another thought. Because God is with me, I know that my footsteps are ordained of the Lord. I know that this is a season where we're concerned, anxious. We have a lot to worry about, I guess, for some people. What does the future look like? Here's the promise. When you belong to God, because you are part of his family, God has got this covered. And guess what? God has got you. That famous Psalm, Psalm 23, verse 4, we read these words. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In your walkthrough, remember this, God is with you. You're trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. We're trying to make sense of so many things. But when there are things that we don't understand, here's something we do know. God is with me. I remember my first trip where I was preaching in America. I was so excited. I had traveled with my brother Philip as part of his singing group, but now I was actually going to be the preacher. Well, would you believe it? Just before we left on that trip, my wife had had a miscarriage, sadly. Our son at the time, Neil Jr., our only son we had then, he was quite sick. And then for some bizarre reason, I just sat on the end of the bed just to contemplate everything that was happening. I slipped and I banged my head against the wardrobe and ended up having this gash above my eyebrow. And I'm thinking, here we go. What can go wrong next? Well, I'm going to be honest. This faith-filled, inspiring preacher moaned and complained. We head to the airport. We get on the plane. I'm still not happy. My wife is saying, would you let it go? I couldn't let it go. I'll be honest. I'm having this conversation with God. I'm saying, God, here I am, faithfully serving you, going to preach, asking for your anointing on my life, and everything seems to have gone wrong. Halfway across on that airplane, heading towards the States, my wife is sound asleep. And suddenly, just as I'm communing with God, I feel in my spirit, just God begin to speak to me these simple words. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. It got into my spirit and I began to speak to myself, God is with me. God is with me. I got so excited, I'll be honest, I woke my wife who was sound asleep and I says, Phyllis, I have something to say. So she woke and she says, what? And I went, God is with us. Well, she looked at me the only way a wife can. And she said, I'm sound asleep. You have been negative, complaining, moaning. And now you waken me to say what? I'm like, it's going to be okay. God is with us. So we get almost arriving. The plane is almost arriving in the States. And the pilot comes on and he says, hey, we're not far away, but there seems to be a bit of congestion at the airport. Therefore, we've just got to go around a few times. So we're probably going to be 30 minutes late. Well, for most people, that was no big deal. But for me, it was because I knew that we only had an hour and a half to get onto our connecting flight. Now, remember, God is with us, God is with us. And now some more bad news. But my spirit was quite buoyant. Well, we get off that plane. We head towards immigration. Would you believe it? Just as we are heading towards there, they begin to open up more gates. And an immigration officer says to us, come this way, come this way. Never happened before, never happened since. The first one in line, checked our passports, we're through. Now I'm thinking, that was great, but we've got to get our suitcases. We go towards the baggage carousel and we're waiting. Once again, never happened before, never happened since. The carousel begins to go around and the first piece of luggage that comes out is mine. I turns to my wife and I says, guess what? God is with us. And then I had this thought. The baggage handler back there, he said, Neil Cameron start traveling today. Let's get him excited. We'll send down one of his suitcases and then we'll hold on to the rest until last. Folks, would you believe it? Number two, number three, bags that came out were ours. And number four was Neil's buggy. I wish that would happen to me all the time. But it was like God saying to me in the midst of everything that had gone wrong, I've got you. I believe that's the word of the Lord for someone today. You're facing circumstance or situation right now and you're like, God, where are you? The same God that was with me on that plane, that was with me at that baggage carousel, that was with me when I went preaching, is God that is with you right now. When you read in the Bible about a man called Gideon, he's fearful, he's afraid, he's hiding out in the wine press. And the angel of the Lord comes and says to Gideon, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon didn't feel like it, he didn't look like it, he wasn't acting like it, but the truth was that God was with him. I believe that that is a word in season for me and a word of season for you. For every fear that you're facing right now, God is with you. For every feeling of being hemmed in because Gideon was there in the wine press, guess what? God is with you. For everything that it seems that the enemy has taken from you because Gideon was in the wine press threshing the wheat because he was trying to hide it from the enemy who previously had come and taken it away. For everything that the enemy has tried to take away from you, here is the word of the Lord for you. Yes, my friend, God is with you. We read about a man called Joseph in the book of Genesis. His story is incredible. He goes through so many things, but there's once again, there's this incredible line, the Lord was with him. He was betrayed, but God was with him. He was despised, but God was with him. He ended up in a foreign country, but guess what? God was still with him. And yes, my friend, when he was in the prison, God was with him. When he ended up in the palace, guess what? God was still with him. If you've experienced betrayal, if you've been let down by your family members, if there are people that have accused you of wrong, listen, whatever people are saying, whatever people are accusing you of, the good news for you this day is God is with you. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, we read these words. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. We've got to understand right now, God is with us. Because he's with us, we have a firm foundation. Because he's with us, we have been forgiven. Because he is with us, our footsteps are ordained by the Lord. I would love to pray with you right now. Perhaps you're listening to my voice. Maybe you don't have a relationship with God. Maybe you haven't experienced the forgiveness of God in your life. Maybe you're not aware that God is with you, but now today you realize he has come to forgive you of your sin and bring you into a relationship with him that he can guide you through the life and every step you take that he will ordain for you. I would love to pray for you that you would respond and ask Christ to come into your heart. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. But I know that you are my Savior. I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Become Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, my friend, if you prayed that prayer, I would love if you would get in touch with the fine folks there at Home Church. You have connected with God. Now you get to connect with your church family. Home Church, I love you guys. I am cheering you on from Peterhead. I love what you guys are doing, what you are pioneering, and your belief and faith that the best is yet to be. So every blessing upon you, and may the favor of God rest on you. In Jesus' name, amen.